We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
We are about to call Max and ask him, where is this relationship going on behalf of Andy? I feel like we are negotiators right now, Jeff.
We totally are.
Maybe mediators. Okay. Because Andy and Max were dating for about 4 or 5 months, and then he split after Andy was spending time with a friend of hers who is also an ex-boyfriend friend and somebody she's known her whole life. So Max is really uncomfortable with that other relationship. He said they needed to take a break, and she's wondering, is there anything we can do to, I don't know, maybe broker this conversation to get them off of the break and start talking again.
Before we make the phone call, Jen, just answer quickly. What's your gut? Team Andy or Team Max? Because I know how you feel about staying friends with exes.
Yeah, I don't think staying friends with exes is super healthy.
Okay.
But maybe that makes me unhealthy. Huh. So I don't know.
All right.
I would be more, if this were my relationship, I'd be more on Team Max.
All right.
But we haven't even talked to him yet.
Okay, Andy, you still ready to go through with this?
Yes.
All right, we're gonna put you on hold. We're gonna pick up the phone here and call Max. Get his thoughts, and then we'll come back after that and talk to Andy. But she is on hold. She'll never interact with Max. It's all on us to save
this.
Until we're done, right?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Max. This is Jen Hoppe from the Jeff and Jen Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Jeff is here, too.
Hi there.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so we were calling to talk with you about your relationship with Andy. I kind of feel like we are mediators right here because I know things have not been going so smoothly lately in your relationship with her. You guys are kind of on a break, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So she doesn't want that, and we do a segment on our show called Where Is This Relationship Going? Where we kind of ask that awkward question on someone else's behalf. So that's why we're calling and wanted to talk to you about it. Now, where do you think the relationship is going? Is there any way to save it? What does she need to do?
Help us. Help us.
There's no way of saving it at all because the relationship doesn't exist. It's done. It's over.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems like an intense break.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not mad or pissed off at her. I just, if anything, I'm more embarrassed, but we're not together anymore. This isn't a break or anything. Like, we're done.
What do you mean by embarrassed?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on what she told you, but, when we started dating, we met through mutual friends. And we were together for probably almost 6 months. We became official or exclusive. And then I found out through a different mutual friend, that every time she was going back home, she was basically hooking up with another guy. And when I found out, I just ended it because that's just not my style. That's not what I'm looking for.
Are you 100% certain she was hooking up with the other guy, or are you just upset because she was spending time with him?
Oh, no, she was hooking up with him.
How do you know?
I'm not a jealous type if someone I date hangs out with the opposite sex. I don't really care about that. But she was definitely fooling around with this person.
How do you know that with absolute certainty?
Oh, I trust the person that told me that information. I don't doubt that they would have any reason to lie to me.
And
okay, and did they witness it?
They were told that she was told that every time she went back home, she admitted that she was hanging out and hooking up with this other guy. I don't know this other guy, but that's what she was doing.
She admitted it to the person who told you, or she admitted it to you?
she admitted it to the person that told me.
So Andy told your friend that she's hooking up with this guy back home,
and then
that friend told you, and that's why you're embarrassed.
Yes.
And have you told her that you know this, and that's why? Because I think she thinks she's under the impression that it's more of like you're just bummed because she's hanging out with another dude and you guys are kind of on a break while you figure it out. Is that not accurate?
No, that's not accurate at all.
Okay, because she explained it to us that the guy back home that she was hanging out with is a lifelong friend who is an ex, but that they're just friends.
Well, I mean, if that's her version of the story, but I have a completely different version.
I see. Oh, I'm sorry. That's
being told to me.
Well, are you open to having a conversation with her if she wants to be able to explain more things or defend herself in any way?
I mean, she can if she wants. She, you know, has a right to do that, but that's not going to change my mind.
She said
we're done. We're not on a break. Does she think we're just on a break?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's not true. No, we're done.
Got it. Again,
I don't hate her. I'm not mad at her. I'm not a vindictive person, but I just don't know. I just don't want to be with her. So I don't. Again, it's like I'm kind of embarrassed that I'm finding out that that's happening, but then she doesn't even want to tell me, or she can't tell me. And then she has to do this just to go through you guys? Like, come on.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm not sure what to say. So, bye.
You don't have to thank me at all. I feel pretty good about the decision I made.
No, I mean, I just, like, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, you got it.
All right, I'm so bad at the end of phone calls.
Terrible. Just say bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Whoa. He's got a totally different story than what she's got. So we got to go back to her and find out what's the real deal. Did she pull one over on us?
Did he
get the wrong information?
Am I the only one who feels so awkward right now for some reason? Was that awkward or is that just, I don't know why I thought.
No, he's just sad. You could hear it in his voice. He's bummed.
All right. We'll come back in 3 minutes, pick up Andy, who just got to hear that whole conversation, and get her final thoughts. And then we'll take your phone calls, too, if you want to weigh in on this. 404-263-0941.
Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.